Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Good morning, golfers. Your tee time awaits. It's the Tee to Green Golf Show here on WGR Sports Radio 550. Got a thought on the PGA Tour? Want help with your swing? Give the show a call at 803-0550.
Tee to Green is being presented by the Western New York PGA, Woods to Wedges, Custom Turf, Michelob Ultra, Golf Dojo, and by our home clubs, Pendleton Creek Golf Club and Lancaster Country Club.
Now it's time to talk golf. Here are your hosts, Brian Cozio, Kevin Sylvester, and PGA Pro Jeff Metis.
Good morning, everybody. Just after 7 o'clock, we welcome you in live here, Tee to Green on WGR Sports Radio 550. Brian Cozio, Jeff Blank, and a couple of guests from Glen Oak Golf Club here as we are broadcasting live on WGR just outside on their beautiful patio. As we get you going here this morning, I don't know, Evan, if we are sounding like normal. In our ear, it doesn't sound normal, but I just want to make sure that we're up and going here on WGR Sports Radio 550 and our live stream at T2G Buffalo. Evan, how are we sounding here over the air? Does it sound like normal to you?
Sounds normal to me.
Okay, perfect. We're going to go with it then. All right, excellent. We'll deal with the headsets, I guess, a little here along the way. But good morning. We're here at Glen Oak Golf Club. Happy to be back here. Our second last show of the season. Yes, we're almost to the end of August. And, yeah, we always step aside for football season and Bills season. We'll be ready to go here for Bills game tonight on WGR as they are down in Tampa. Last game before cuts are made and then regular season 2 weeks from now when the Bills open up on a Sunday night against Baltimore. Coming up here on the show today, we've got a jam-packed show. That we're really, really excited about being with us here today. We've got some good guests, including two that are on site right now, Tim Freeze and Anthony Shiro from Glen Oak. We'll talk to them in just one moment. Eric Eshelman, am I saying that right, Tim?
Correct.
All right, Eric Eshelman, the PGA of America secretary, is going to join us at 7:15. Pat Phillips from Woods to Wedges, our regular monthly visit with Pat at 7:30. And then Kevin Sylvester, he is live doing his work this week for PGA Tour live on the stream on ESPN Plus. He is down in Jacksonville and is covering, of course, the Tour Championship, where they're down to the final 30 and the final week of the regular final week of the playoffs on the PGA Tour. So we got a lot to get to. Let's say good morning to Jeff Blank. Hi, Jeff.
Good morning.
Thanks for coming in.
Oh, it's beautiful out here.
Yeah, it is.
Club Championship, right?
Club Championship. Weekend.
Tim Freeze, good morning.
Good morning, Bri. Jeff. Anthony.
Anthony Shiro, good morning. Sorry about the headset, guys. I know it sounds a little different. We'll get that straightened out. I don't know.
You're a professional.
Yeah, we're going through it here. Evan says it sounds fine, so we're just going. we'll figure it out here along the way. Anyway, thanks for having us here. Appreciate it. Tim, busy day. Club Championship. What's that mean for the players playing here today at Glen Oak?
Gee, I might hand this off to our director of golf professional here, Anthony. What's happening?
Okay, what do we got, Anthony?
Everybody's excited. They're ready to go. I talked to a couple players. I mean, they're just waking up and going right to the first tee. But I talked to the superintendent. Course is in phenomenal shape. It's healthy. Greens are green. They're rolling smooth. And this latest weather that we just got was perfect. Not intense heat. We got a little bit of rain. So it's perfect. Course looks awesome. So it should be exciting. We'll see. We'll see what happens.
I saw the rollers out there this morning. We're rolling both sides. Little double cut. Fun. The contrails are in the air and the sky. It looks really nice. Our defending champion is?
It is Grant Ledger. He's playing today, and then we have Steve Abrams. He was our champ 2 years ago. He's playing today. So we'll see. We'll see. Kyle Harmon, he's won it. He's playing today. He's actually just teed off in that first group, so we'll see what happens. I mean, there's some good players.
How many players do we have?
A little over 50 players for the club championship, so it'll be cool.
Very cool.
Yeah. Right around Grant. Western New York, right, Brian?
Yeah.
You played in yours, right? Everybody,
yeah, I played in mine in Pendleton. We have actually now 4 weeks in a row, we've been at a place where their club championship is being held. Last week, Lancaster had it. The week before that, Tri-County. The week before that, Pendleton. So we've seemingly hit the club championship season. And it's a fun kind of, almost what, end of summer event for a lot of these courses. But the culmination of hopefully what everybody's excited about for their best golf game coming through.
We do the same thing for the Western New York PGA. We had the Western New York Open that Jeff here played with us.
Yeah.
We hosted that. And we also have our section championship coming up here Monday and Tuesday at Brookfield Country Club. And the low two or three get to go to compete at Bandon Dunes next year for one of the spots for the PGA championship next year. So this is all championship season, championship month, right, that we all try to gear up our games and have it timed just right, just like they're doing on the PGA Tour for the final.
Yeah,
who doesn't like 2 days of competitive golf? I know the one player I just walked by. I said, "You ready to go, Jim?" He goes, "I'm just a donator, but I like competitive golf. I'm ready to go for 2 days here." So,
well, you have to putt out
right
this weekend.
Yeah, a lot of higher scorers.
Yeah, I think you've got those that obviously are used to maybe scooping up that 2-footer that now all of a sudden they're like, oh, maybe there's a little break to this one. You got to go ahead and really concentrate on it. I mean, I think for the most part, if you're a player all year that I like to putt out all the time. I'm okay, obviously, if somebody slaps it back to me, if you're within a foot. But in general, I'm always like, over the long term, it'll be beneficial for me to putt out. So I don't know. I like hearing the sound of golf for me. One of them is hearing the ball hit the bottom of the cup. I like that sound.
It'll be interesting who likes the flag in, who likes the flag out, right? I still see that traditional let's pull it out when it gets close, but when you're in a group, do you take it out? Do you put it out? We don't see too much on the PGA Tour like that. A few players might keep it in, but other than that, even for golf now, when we do play, we generally take it out, right, Anthony?
But yeah, I think most
if the group
players
wants to keep it in,
take it out. So, yeah.
Yeah, I think probably that's changed, right? For a while there, I mean, well, we had it in there for COVID where it said leave it in, and then there was that thought of maybe there's some scientific evidence to say that is it better to leave it in, is it not? And I'm sure, obviously over time here, it sounds like that golfers have decided that kicking it out is still the right move. I know me, for me, visually, when I like it in for like really longer putts, I feel like it helps me judge the distance a little bit more. And then for medium and shorts, I want it out. The hole looks wider. I want to see that huge round hole, right? At least that's the positive mindset that I'm trying to convince myself. Like, hey, that hole looks nice and big and round. Let's get it right in there.
Yeah, I see a lot of people, just even yesterday playing with some friends, at a local course, they if they keep the flag in or even the hole, I see them kind of focusing on that peripherally. You know, psychologists will tell you there's something in the corner of your eye, you might do it. But the problem with that is you're not concentrating on the break. You're not concentrating on where you're supposed to be aiming it. So when they're on a left or right putt for a righty, sometimes it's hard. I see a lot of players now hitting it a little low with the flag because they're concentrating on the actual hole rather than the line. So that's something that you got to think about. If you're going to keep the flag in, the flag's in the corner of your eye, you got to go to left or right or wherever you're trying to aim. Focus on the where you're aiming, not necessarily the flag.
Yeah, absolutely. Good advice there from Tim and Anthony as we're live here at Glen Oak. Again, if you want to make it.
You're listening to Tee to Green, presented by the Western New York PGA, Woods to Wedges, Custom Turf, Michelob Ultra, Golf Dojo, and by our home clubs, Pendleton Creek Golf Club and Lancaster Country Club. Stay tuned. More Tee to Green coming up.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer. Plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Welcome, West New York golfers from Glen Oak Golf Club, to another season with our great friends from Tee to Green. Here at Glen Oak, we're excited to get you started on your newest golf goals, whether they are testing the latest club technology with our TrackMan launch monitor, tuning yourself up with instruction and coaching from our PGA golf professionals, or just having a memorable experience with your friends and family. Please come and test yourself on our challenging Robert Trent Jones Sr. signature layout, West New York's most played golf course. Go to glenoak.com to book now, and let's make some birdies and memories together.
Golf Dojo is Western New York's premier indoor golf experience. At Golf Dojo, you have access to fully enclosed suites powered by TrackMan, with two facilities conveniently located at 7350 Transit Road, Suite 3, and 1154 Niagara Falls Boulevard. We have created a comfortable and focused environment for any golfer to practice, play, and learn. Golf Dojo is open 7 days a week to the public and has a membership level that fits your game. Starting at $20 a month, All memberships include 24-hour access, club storage, discounted bay hours, and two locations with one membership. Golf Dojo is your space, your time, and your game. Book now and purchase memberships at mygolfdojo.com.
Golfers in Buffalo love to show their pride for their city and the game they love. Well, we love Buffalo and we love golf, and there's no better way to show that pride than with gear from Golf Buffalo. Designs and color schemes with an emphasis on Buffalo and Buffalo companies in the golf industry. Golf Buffalo belongs in your bag, perfect for gifts and your closet. Order today at golf-buffalo.com. That's golf-buffalo.com.
Custom Turf is Western New York's leading artificial turf provider. From indoor and outdoor putting greens to dog turf or playground and gym applications, Custom Turf can create beautiful, functional, and lasting spaces for you and your family to enjoy for years. We also install golf simulator systems so you can play and practice year-round on stunning reproductions of the world's best courses. With our 25-plus years of experience, if you can dream it, we can build it. For more information, call them at 716-945-0283 and check out their work at CustomTurf.com.
For 100 years, Lancaster Country Club has been about great golf, good times, and a welcoming community. Our championship course is among the best in Western New York, meticulously maintained, challenging for all skill levels, and ready for your next round. But golf is just the beginning. Whether it's a wedding, anniversary, or corporate event, our newly renovated clubhouse and banquet spaces set the stage for unforgettable moments. Membership opportunities are available. Be part of history at Lancaster Country Club. Visit lccny.com to learn more and schedule a tour today.
Hey, young golfers and parents in Western New York, are you ready to compete, improve your game, and have a blast on the course? The Western New York PGA Junior Tour is your gateway to elite junior golf in the region. Why join the Western New York PGA Junior Tour? Compete in professionally run tournaments at top courses, improve your skills with PGA professional guidance, connect with other junior golfers in a fun, competitive environment, develop values like integrity, perseverance, and sportsmanship. Whether you're just starting out or looking to take your game to the next level, our tour offers divisions for all skill levels and ages. This is your chance to shine. Spots are filling fast. Don't miss out. Register today at WNYPGA.com and get ready to tee it up with the best juniors in Western New York. The road to greatness starts here. Sign up now.
WGR Sports Radio 550.
All right, welcome back. Tee to Green. We're live here at Glen Oak on WGR. Brian Colziel, Jeff Blank, and Tim Fries, Anthony Shiro. The PGA pros here from Glen Oak. We appreciate you being with us. Tee times, you can go to glenoak.com or 716-688-5454. We've got some guests lined up. We hope, again, our signal, we apologize for that commercial timeout, that we're back and running, and it's sounding good. Kevin Sylvester is going to join us a little bit later on in the show. It's the final week of the PGA Tour playoffs, and they're down to the final 30. And they went back this year to having everybody start back at even par. No staggered scoring, no person that came in with the lead starting at minus 10 and the second person starting at minus 8. So, Anthony, let's start with you here. Do you think that was the right move to do what they did this week, put everybody at the equal starting spot?
I like it. I think in other sports, because the Bills had a better record than other teams, they don't start them a couple points up in the first half. I think for all the other sports, they don't do that. So I kind of just like that even playing field. You already got the best. And now let's watch it. You know, the best, I don't know, I wouldn't say need. Scottie Scheffler doesn't need a lead. Let's put them all at the same playing field. Yeah, I do like the idea of potentially match play eventually. I kind of do like that idea. I'm not sure for viewership or there's some different hands in the cookie jar there, I guess, that might not be able to be okay with that. But either way, I still think that I do like the even playing field, and let's just duke it out.
TV is harder for match play in the sense that, like, there's matches right. That end early, there's one-sided affairs, like, all of a sudden, you know, you've got a finals match, then it could be like, you know, you're up six and people have changed the channel. Like, oh, well, that's over.
Not only that, but you're watching them walk. Like, at least on the Sunday with the
full field, you can go to other golfers.
You can go to other golfers. Now you got some dead air time.
Yeah. I don't know. It's hard. We've gone through so many different formats to try to change this tour championship to make it the best culminating event. They've tinkered with the playoffs and the scoring system and all these sort of things. I don't know what the best solution is. I do kind of like, though, that the, you know, it's gone from what, four events to three over the years, 70 to 50 to 30. So, I mean, I like that you're down to the final 30. And Scotty Scheffler this week was asked, like, hey, what if somebody wins this week that hasn't even won all year? And it could happen. Tommy Fleetwood's winning, and he hasn't won all year. So, I mean,
Not only that, he hasn't won ever.
That's right, on the PGA Tour. He could be the FedEx Cup champion with his first PGA Tour win this week.
Oh, I like it. I mean, it works for tennis, right? It's, you're playing against each other. But for this, I'm totally intrigued by, there's, I think, half and half Ryder Cup players and U.S. players playing this weekend, on the weekend. And we do have kind of a playoff going on here. But don't they build it in? You go from the tour to 70 to 50 to 30. So here we are in the best in the world. And these are all Ryder Cuppers, let's say. And that's the ultimate match play coming up here. So we do get that toward the end of the year.
Yeah. No, yeah, you're right. That still does come. So we're going to get that. And, of course, the Ryder Cup's upcoming. And we're going to talk about that here in just a minute. We're going to get Eric Eshelman, the Secretary of the PGA of America, on the line here in just a moment. But, Tim, what are you most looking forward to with Bethpage Black? I know you've been in on some of the meetings and some of the discussions through the PGA of America. What are you excited here as we're about a month away?
We've had a couple of great U.S. Opens there. We've had a PGA Championships there. It's a big ball course. We've all been there. Anthony's played it. I've played it. It's such a neat, and hopefully some of our listeners have gone out to see what a gem in New York State we have for the five courses out there. Bethpage Black with the sign, the iconic sign. It says it's difficult, and it is. So they have built for the Ryder Cup the biggest city ever for a championship. It rings the 18th hole and the first green. I've seen these plans. Holy cows. And in Dallas this past week, learning about how we're going to do this, 40,000-50,000 people are going to be surrounding a couple of matches. This is pretty neat. And next, this upcoming Wednesday, we'll hear about it from Secretary Eshelman about how Keegan's going to pick his team here and then the Europeans picking their team. So this Wednesday we'll be announcing a team. This will be great.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. All right. Let's bring in our guest here. Go ahead, Jeff.
No, go ahead.
Yeah, let's bring in Eric Eshelman, the Secretary of the PGA of America. Eric, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, good morning, Brian, Jeff, Freezer. How are you guys?
Wonderful, Eric. Wonderful. Thanks for coming on with us.
Yeah, thanks for spending thanks for spending a few minutes with us this morning. We're excited. We're just kind of transitioning from talking about the PGA Tour playoffs to what's next. And, of course, everybody here in New York State, we're excited about the Ryder Cup being in New York at Bethpage. Your role in the PGA of America here, I'm sure you've got this excitement. What are you thinking about here as we're a month away from one of the biggest events on the golf calendar?
I think it's going to be epic. It might be one of the best. It might be the best Ryder Cup we've ever seen. New York, Bethpage. I can't get here soon enough. I'm so excited.
Now, obviously, there's been previous tournaments, the crowds have been, let's just say, you know, up a notch. I guess I'll describe it that way, Eric. I would expect nothing than the, you know, that we're gonna get rowdiness. We're gonna get huge crowds. We're gonna get a lot of noise. Has there been any thought on maybe like what to expect with that, or even preparations to make sure that it's even done in the right way? I guess.
Yeah, we've got layers of security put in. Literally 3 and 4 layers of security put in. If somebody gets out of line, they're going to act swiftly, and they won't be out of line very long. They'll probably be escorted out of the gate. All that being said, I just believe that the golfing crowd, although the New York crowd might be a little more boisterous, a little louder, they'll be definitely spirited for our side and our team. I still think they're going to behave. And we've done a couple things. We've cut an hour on the front end out of beer sales and an hour at the tail end. So we're going to shrink that time that alcohol is being sold just by a couple hours on each side. But, you know, I have faith everybody will behave, and it's going to be cordial, loud, rowdy, but still golf respectful.
Yeah. Eric, how about just the unique aspect we have this year with United States captain Keegan Bradley being in discussion to possibly play? In your opinion, can the duties of captain and also the duties of being a player happen at the same time?
I believe so. Arnold Palmer did it. Nobody's done it since. You've got a great co-captain, vice captains in Furyk, Woodland, Kiz, Webb Simpson, all of them very, very qualified. I think the excitement and the adrenaline, if say Keegan played in three matches, he's still going to be around for those other two, and then he'll delegate the authority to the other very capable captains. So it's going to be interesting. You know, it had been talked about with Keegan from day one. Do you think he could be a playing captain? That was one of the first questions he got. And he said, if I'm lucky enough to do so, I'll do so. So we'll see. I think a lot depends on how he finishes up in Eastlake this week. And if he has a good tournament there, I think it's more likely. Otherwise, I think he'll go another direction. But we'll see. I don't know. I wish I knew. I'm as anxious to find out as you are, but I will be there front row Wednesday morning for those picks, and I can't wait.
Eric, you knew this was coming. I'm excited for our association because of the seat that you now fill as our secretary of the PGA. Could you just, for the audience here, tell everybody maybe where you're at and maybe some of the students that you teach, possibly, and just a little bit about yourself here to you know, what it might take to be the secretary of our association here.
Well, Freezer, you know, I'll call. If Freezer asks for a favor, I'm calling in as early as I can. I'll never tell Freezer no, but I'm not really good about talking about myself. But I'll just, a brief summary is I'm director of golf at the Country Club of Birmingham here in Birmingham, Alabama. It's a old school 36-hole facility, 1898, great place, hosts lots of amateur championships. Been here for, I'm the fifth pro since 1898. So I've been here in my 24th season as their golf professional. And last November, I luckily slid under the tag and was voted or nominated, elected as the next secretary of the PGA of America. So I'm about 8 or 10 months into that at this point, and it's been kind of one of the ultimate honors of my career. And I'm in charge of all membership matters for the board. As the board, I oversee all things membership related. So employment, education, anything trying to make the lives better of our 31,000 PGA professionals across the country, that kind of falls on my plate. So I do that. I work closely with the board. I work closely with our officers. Don Ray is our president. Nathan Carnes is our vice president. And Derek Sprague is our CEO. And as a foursome, we work really closely. We have a lot of fun, and we get a lot done. So it's been a terrific run and a real honor to represent our beloved pros across the country.
Eric, that's awesome. Good stuff there. And obviously, you know, the COVID bump with golf, we've seen more people join the game and now fall in love with the game. We're getting more younger people involved, more juniors, more women, all that sort of stuff. As you look at your role as a PGA professional, as a teacher, but then at the same time, also your role representing the PGA of America, how do you look at maybe what is now like, hey, we have this vast amount of players that have just started kind of falling in love with the game over the last few years here, and maybe how to keep that buzz alive and that vibe that they're so excited about here for them so that you have them for players for life?
Yeah. How did we know that golf was God's gift to social distancing, right?
That's right. That's right.
I mean, what did we need? We just needed some social distancing to make golf great. But it has brought everybody back to the game. Some have started the game. Others that left it for years have come back to it. And we are all the beneficiaries of them enjoying this wonderful game. A major priority of us is to sustain and keep this elevated interest going. And where some of that's going to come from is, at heart, I'm a coach. I'm a golf instructor and a coach. That's really what I've done my entire career. And I think the importance of golf instruction, take a senior clinic, take a ladies clinic, take a group clinic on chipping, take a private lesson, get with your PGA professional. If you get better at it, you're going to tend to stay in the game much longer. So it's a lot more fun. People take lessons with people that they like to spend time with. PGA golf professionals are certainly great people to spend time with. So what I would encourage us as a profession to do, which we're doing, and then as our consumers, take golf instruction. if you get a little better at it, you're more inclined to stay in the game for a longer period.
Yeah, that's great advice. And Eric, I'll compliment you and Tim and Anthony here that are fellow PGA pros that are sitting here with me, that you guys have done a great job of making it fun. And that's ultimately what all of us want. Yes, of course. Every time we go out, we want to shoot better than the previous time we were out. We know that, you know, golf's not linear. It doesn't happen every single time. But if you're not having fun out there, then you might choose to do something else with your time. And I know, Tim, that's something I know that you and I'm sure Eric and Anthony and all the other PGA pros across the country, like, that's a big goal of yours, to keep it fun for everybody.
It absolutely is. Eric knows this. And if, Eric, you could, you've got some tour players, you've got some high-profile students that you just enjoy teaching and helping, and that's what we do, and that camaraderie, right, and that networking that we can use and leverage, and it just makes it fun. And we're in the smile business here, Eric, right? So we're hoping that this Ryder Cup is, like you said, the biggest ever, and we might even get to see you, a little TV time on there. And Eric, this is very exciting for us as an association to showcase not only our best, our tour, our countries, and the game and golf itself, Eric. And that energy that you had got you to this seat. So we're so proud of what you've done. And thank you very much for coming on and sharing some early morning time for you and your time zone.
Happy to. I'm honored to be on as your guest. And I know Buffalo's booming with golf. You have that shorter season, but it really breeds golf fanaticism. So enjoy it up there. Enjoy the – isn't it? It's about to start snowing any day, isn't it?
Yeah. we're hoping not. It's a beautiful 70-something degree here morning. So, hey, Eric, you mentioned...
Oh, that sounds nice.
Yes. You mentioned Buffalo, of course, where we are, which, of course, is an hour from Oak Hill. We always have to ask every time the PGA of America, we've got somebody on. Everybody wants Western New York to have another big stage with Oak Hill here. What can you tell us maybe about what the PGA of America is thinking about with Oak Hill in future? I know you're not going to necessarily tell us that there's going to be a PGA championship coming on this date. We'd love for you to do it if you want to, but yeah, just your thoughts on Oak Hill and having an event in New York State this fall with the Ryder Cup, but also with possibly down the line Oak Hill returning to host a major event.
Yeah. So all you can ever do is the best you can do, right? So that the championship there in, was that 22? Was that the PGA championship or 23?
23, yeah. Yep, 23.
23 when we had it at Oak Hill. It couldn't have gone better. I mean, it was just a fabulous golf course. Andrew Green renovation. A-plus. It was an absolute A-plus. And I know when you get A-pluses, you stay on the list to be considered. And I think I'm not able to set dates or promises, but all I know is Oak Hill and New York could not have done better with that championship. So that definitely helps the cause moving forward. It's exciting.
That's great. Well, Eric, we hope.
What a facility. What a golf course. Great, great people, too. They were so accommodating and welcoming. It was really a fun week.
That's great to hear. We appreciate hearing that. Eric, thank you so much for spending some time with us. I know it's an hour earlier for you where you are there in Birmingham, but thank you for joining us. Good luck with the Ryder Cup, and we hope everybody with the PGA of America has a great event, and we're hoping for a USA win here.
Go USA. Let's pull our team through.
That's right. Thanks, Eric. Have a great day.
Thanks, Eric.
Take care. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye. Eric Eshelman there, the PGA of America secretary, joining us here on Tee to Green. Great.
Yeah, Anthony knows. He's been at the annual meetings and seeing what this man brings to our association. He's full of energy. He looks forward. He's always got his hand going up, hey, places we can go. And then next Wednesday, I believe on the Golf Channel, it's going to be this, you know, Captain Keegan's pick. So you'll see Eric there along with our other association partners, sponsors. It'll be really cool TV next week. I'm looking forward to it. Wednesday, just, all right, who are we picking? We all kind of know. It was just told to me, it was kind of neat that if you were the captain, Keegan wasn't, and you were the captain, how would you leave Keegan off? Holy cow. You watch his energy and passion. He's St. John's. He's, why wouldn't you pick him? But in this instance, I'm getting the feeling maybe he might not. So all of a sudden, the Cam Youngs, who just had an unbelievable round yesterday, the Sam Burns, the team might open up here a little bit as we chat about that, as many people have. So this will be kind of neat coming up.
You got a guy, Anthony, that you definitely want on this team that – you would tell him, I mean, you got to have him on this team?
I would love to see Keegan play. I mean, yeah. I know that it might not be likely. I know he has a lot of responsibilities, being the captain and stuff, but I mean, how cool would that be? I mean, when I think of Ryder Cups, and at least in the last couple that I've seen, I think of Keegan. I mean, those were the best Ryder Cup moments for me. But I understand what he's got in front of him, and but he deserves it. I think that was a great point. Is if there was another captain, how do you keep him off the list?
And I'm not slighting Arnold Palmer because I know Eric mentioned it, but probably the duties of the captains outside of the golf realm are at a different level in 2025, right, Tim?
Yeah, we do have John Wood, who's now our manager of their team, so he can take care of, you know, what they're wearing, the timing and all that, and our assistant captains are awesome. I guess if you're Keegan, you'd look at this and say, what if I don't play on Friday? If I am going to I don't play on Friday, see how it goes, maybe even Saturday. If it's going the wrong way, I'm in. I'm playing because he's going to play Sunday anyway. So there's a way to maybe kind of think of that as the team's going. Or you go out first, see what you can do with a match. If it doesn't go well, okay, I'll sit until Sunday. But again, it's just another layer that I think he can handle, and he is playing well. Don't you want your best of your country to play?
Yeah, I think if it's a sole golf decision, if you said, give me the best 12 American players, he's 100% on my list.
Well, he's locked in at 11.
Does that
mean that's right?
He's 1,000 points above.
So points wise, essentially, he's if you're going to say let's you know the next six captains picks. If you just took the next six, he would have earned it by that.
Yep.
I just think all the extra things that the U.S. needs in this event, like you said, the passion, the fire. Like,
yeah. Think of the 12 that we're going to have. The Euros too. Who's going to bring more energy if he makes a putt over 10 feet? All of a sudden. He's a rock star, and that brings this energy, you can imagine, to a Ryder Cup. He can do that as captain, but not like just as a player, as we've seen these matches on TV.
I like where you're going with that. So 14th and 15th on the list are Cameron Young and Patrick Cantlay. I mean, you're not going to get much energy out of those two individuals, but that's where it becomes difficult. If you were to just take the top 12, you're leaving out a Cam Young, a Patrick Cantlay, Sam Burns, and Chris Goddard, who's been pretty hot to close the year.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, we're going to take our time out here at Glen Oak. When we come back, we'll get Pat Phillips on the line from Woods to Wedges, our monthly visit with him, the PGA Pro there inside the Worley Golf Dome. With Anthony Shiro, Tim Freeze here from Glen Oak, Jeff Blank, Brian Colziel here, part of our Tee to Green team. We appreciate you being with us here. We're live at Glen Oak again, glenoak.com for tee time. 688-5454 is the number as we roll on. Tee to Green coming back right after this on WGR.
You're listening to Tee to Green, presented by the Western New York PGA, Woods to Wedges, Custom Turf, Michelob Ultra, Golf Dojo, and by our home clubs, Pendleton Creek Golf Club and Lancaster Country Club. Stay tuned. More Tee to Green coming up.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Scroy Lawley is proud to support TD Green and the Western New York golf community. For over 50 years, we've been trusted to help families achieve financial independence. Visit ScroyLawley.com or call 716-674-6700 to learn more. Securities offered through Cattery Grant & Company, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Advisory services offered through Scroy Wealth Advisor Group, LLC, and SEC Registered Investment Advisor. Scroy Wealth Advisor Group, LLC, Scroy Lawley Group, LLC, and Cattery Grant & Company, Inc. are separate entities.
Looking for a unique spot for your next meal? The Pendleton Creek Pub in North Tonawanda is an inviting, relaxed bar and pub. It's the perfect spot for you, your friends, and your family. The Pendleton Creek Pub is open to the public. It has the best pub cuisine, plus weekly dinner specials, live music, and weekend breakfast that'll have you craving more. Have a celebration you're ready to plan? The Pendleton Creek Pub, patio, and cabin offer one-of-a-kind settings that make it unlike any other place in Western New York. Weddings, showers, birthdays, anniversaries, or work parties, Pendleton Creek can host them all. If you're ready to book your golf tournament, Pendleton Creek should be your first call. Don't wait, as they have just a few prime summer weeks left. Current golf membership is full for 2025, but if you're interested in joining them in the future, give them a call to be placed on their waiting list. Pendleton Creek Golf Club and Pub. Come in and check it out in person at 4385 Tonawanda Creek Road or visit them online at pendletoncreek.com.
How many times do you see this question on social media? Does anyone know a good plumber? Yes, I do. It's PCS. PCS Plumbing and Heating is your full-service source for plumbing, heating, air conditioning, and excavation services. You can rely on PCS to provide the best service possible, which is why they carry Trane brand HVAC equipment. It's hard to stop a Trane. Call today for a free estimate at 716-822-4302 or go to the website at pcsplumbing.com.
Are you serious about improving your golf game? Your first stop should be Woods to Wedges inside the Whirly Golf Dome. Woods to Wedges and their fitting studio is Western New York's first dedicated club fitting center. The heart of Woods to Wedges fitting studio is the TrackMan Pro Launch Monitor. Based upon Doppler radar technology, TrackMan is the most sophisticated piece of golf fitting equipment ever designed and is used by over 150 PGA Tour players. And be sure to check out Woods to Wedges with their new expanded hitting studios, fitting centers, and SAB Putt Lab Center. Their new studios can be utilized for fittings as well as lessons too. Their expanded selection will also give you the confidence to know that you'll get the very best in club selection that'll be custom fit for your game. So if you want to improve your game, get custom fit with the same technology that the pros use. Play the game with the clubs that are precisely fit to your swing. Call now and book your fitting at Woods to Wedges, 632-3021. Check out more online, woodstowedgesbuffalo.com. Woods to Wedges inside the Whirly Golf Dome, custom fit for your game.
Are you interested in really improving your game? Or do you finally want to learn to play the great game of golf? The best way to achieve these goals is with quality, personalized, professional, private instruction. From PGA Class A certified professional with over 25 years of experience coaching players of all skill levels. Enjoy the private bays and TrackMan experience at the Golf Dojo and make your game better with a lesson. Contact PGA Director of Golf Jeff Midas at jeff@mygolfdojo.com. Play better, have more fun.
Looking for the perfect place to call your golf home this season? Tri-County Country Club is ready to become your golf home in 2025. Located just into Chautauqua County, Tri-County Country Club is just a 40-minute drive from Buffalo and has membership options and affordable rates that will fit your needs. No initiation, no wait list, pristine golf conditions on a course known for its rolling fairways, undulating greens, and beautiful natural scenery. Check out their membership information at tricountycountryclub.com. Also, there's more reason than ever to join today, as a brand new clubhouse is almost complete and will be a great place for your post-round meal and fun. So head to TriCountyCountryClub.com or contact GM and PGA Pro Dan Redding and see why Tri-County Country Club is ready for you to be a new member today.
Listen up, golfers. It's time for our tip of the week, brought to you by the Western New York PGA. The Western New York PGA has one goal, promoting and growing the game of golf today, tomorrow, and beyond.
You heard it. It's time for our Western New York PGA Tip of the Week, as we are broadcasting live here at Glen Oak Golf Course. And we appreciate Tim Freeze and Anthony Shiro from Glen Oak being with me, Brian Colesiel, Jeff Blank here, part of our TD Green team. Our great PGA Pro, star of the show, Jeff Mitis, his 1 week off of the year. Jeff Blank, we only give him 1 week. That's it.
1 week. He picked quite a weekend.
I know.
Nice out, so.
It is.
He's doing something fun.
He is. He's going to see his daughters in Boston. Oh, so he's had a nice ride this week, so he's excited to be with us. All right, another great PGA Pro we're going to bring in now for our tip of the week. It's Pat Phillips, his monthly visit here from Woods to Wedges. Pat, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How's it going today?
We're great. It's a beautiful day. Thanks for coming on, and we appreciate everything that Woods to Wedges has done in terms of supporting the show and what you guys do all across Western New York, helping golfers. Pat, I was in there on Thursday, got a couple of club regrips. Donna, as always, doing an amazing job, cranking it out quick for us, and always high quality.
We
so
love Donna.
Thank you for that. Yes, she's the best for that. Pat, but we are closing in on the end of August, and that means fall golf is upcoming. What does it mean for you guys at Woods to Wedges? And, you know, what would you kind of suggest for golfers in terms of maybe getting ready for the fall and the prep season that maybe into the off season for golf here in Western New York?
Well, grips is probably a good thing too, right? Because if your grips have been worn from the year before or even this past season, if you play a ton, you know, you gotta be able to hold on to it in the fall, you know, when you get some cooler and some wet weather maybe. So something like that might be good to look for, you know, rain gloves, you know, just stuff like that. Maybe some cold weather gear. But yeah, we're winding down the season. Really, it's kind of funny, you know. We see the weather starting to get a little cooler here and there already. So yeah,
Pat, how often should the clubs get regripped? I mean, obviously, when you see that there's wear marks in that, that's an indication. But how often really should people get their clubs regripped?
You know, I think a lot of it depends on how much you play during the season. You know what I mean? There's people that play 150 rounds, and there's people that play maybe like 10, 15 rounds a year. And obviously, the more you play, the more you're putting some strain on the grips, and definitely those have to probably get changed every year. Other people probably can get away with a couple of years. I mean, it's funny. We've seen clubs come in that hadn't been changed in 20 years. You know, and these are your couple time of year golfers. You know, so it really depends on how much you play, I guess.
Hey, Pat, nice to hear from you. Freezer here. Hey, just two quick points there. I love it. Your most used clubs, you know, possibly your wedges, right? Maybe your driver. You're going to use those a lot. I love to just before tournaments, I just put my grips under some hot water, a little soap, wash them off, some hand oil comes off. You can prolong the length of your grips by doing that a little bit, but I totally agree with the end of the season here is not a bad time to do your grips, because then going into winter you don't play as much, right? And also I like when people maybe think about their wedges that you do over there and we do the TrackMan. I've noticed that revolutions of the ball coming off when you use your wedge all summer. Toward the end of the season, we're getting into wet conditions and higher rough conditions, and you want those grooves to be clean. So I kind of think about wedges at the tail end of the season. There's obviously good deals on wedges, let's say, going into the next season. You're not going to use them all in the off season. So what do you think about that, too, of considering getting some wedges along with some grips, obviously, things to help you in the fall to kind of bring it home, as they say?
Yeah, that's a great point. That's for sure. And toward the end of the year, if you're using your wedges a lot, you're gonna wear them out, right? The grooves wear out, and they get filled with sand, and the sand is really tough on the grooves. So it's definitely something to consider. And we do have a lot of, you know, the wedges at the end of the year are probably a good deal with even getting last year's bottles. It's for brand new clubs. Keeping the grips clean like that is a good idea. You know, some dish soap and just like a scratchy pad just to rough it up a little bit, just to get the get the little tackiness back to it. But yeah, this, I think at this is a good time of year to start evaluating your whole bag, right? I mean, what worked for you, what didn't work, you know, and then maybe it's a good time to fill in the gaps. Maybe you want to add a hybrid to the bag. Maybe the long irons aren't your friends anymore, you know. So these are good things and good deals at this time to consider getting new equipment.
Pat Phillips on the line here, PGA Pro from Woods to Wedges inside the Whirly Golf Dome. Great spot to go to get your latest equipment, as we said, regrips or lessons as well. They've got a ton of new hitting bays in there that you can work with Pat and his staff on that. Pat, I had a question for you this week. I coach high school golf. Our season started this week over at Sweet Home, and I had a parent ask about a younger child about, like, hey, how do I go about, like, they want to hit the ball on the range with us, but they don't have clubs. So can you maybe go through the process of somebody getting clubs for the first time? It doesn't even have to be a youth. It could be an adult, too. Somebody that maybe just says, hey, I'm coming in to buy clubs for the first time. Like, what's the process involved like?
Yeah, I mean, somebody that's never played before, I mean, there's a lot of great options for, like, just a full box set, you know. A lot of the major manufacturers have that, you know, Callaway, TaylorMade. I mean, they have a full set of clubs that you can get with a bag and everything. So if somebody that's just starting out, you know, it's hard to do a fitting on somebody that's never swung a club before because you don't know what they have, you know. So sometimes it's good just to get that starter set and get out there and play. And especially for the kids, you know, they definitely need to have children's clubs. You know, it's you can't just cut grandpa's clubs down and let the kids play with them because they'll be way too stiff and heavy and it's not a good way to start out learning how to play the game, you know. We know that this game's tough enough to learn how to play, and if you have equipment that's really fighting you, it's not going to be good for somebody. It might discourage you a little bit, and so that's a good thing to do, you know. I know kids go through clubs every other year because they grow so fast, but you know, there's U.S. Kids they have good programs, and they have, you know. They have probably 5 or 6 different lengths of clubs for kids to get. So there's something for everybody out there. But yeah, a good thing to just start out with a full set and go from there.
Yeah, I know. I took my kids into Woods to Wedges, and we got that exact setup that you're mentioning. The U.S. Kids clubs, different colors for different lengths, and kids have been using that all summer. I did want to add another question, kind of talking maintenance, clubs, keeping the grooves clean, stuff like that. How often would you recommend getting loft and lie checks, you know, as your swing changes? Maybe you're going through a change in your swing. Might change how you're impacting the ball and could change how the settings might need to be. What would your recommendation be on that? Is that an annual thing to get those checked out?
Yeah, I mean, not annual, but and I guess depends on, again, the style of the clubs. You know, if you have forged irons, the steel is a little bit softer, and it bends a lot easier than the cast clubs. Like the typical cavity back irons are going to be cast, and those don't really bend that much. You don't really have to worry about the lie angle on those for from wear and tear. But sometimes, like, if you've ever hit a ball out of the rough and maybe you caught a root or something, if you catch the heel on it, it might have flattened out the lie angle a little bit, you know? So pay attention to stuff like that. You know, I mean, sometimes if you look at one, it looks kind of funny, maybe have it checked. But for the most part, I don't think the lie angle is gonna change. People's swings, I guess if you're making major change to the swing, it might do something, but you know, it depends on which way the ball is flying, right? If the ball is always going left or always going right, maybe need a lie adjustment for that too, you know.
Good advice. Pat Phillips from Woods to Wedges. Pat, thanks again so much for joining us all season with your monthly visits. You and Donna, I know I saw David there the other day, Kevin, everybody and your staff do such a great job getting us all supplied and corrected and amped up and ready to play with the best equipment in Western New York and the best lessons and all that sort of stuff. So we really appreciate your support of Tee to Green again this year, and I hope you have a great fall.
All right. Thanks, guys. You guys are great over there, and you guys do great things for Western New York Golf, so we're happy to be a part of that.
Thanks, Pat. Have a great day.
You too. Bye now.
All right. Pat Phillips, PGA Pro over at Woods to Wedges inside the Whirly Golf Dome. Great spot. Yep, went and got 2 clubs regrip this week. Tim, I'm trying to fix the swing. It's got to be the grip's fault, right?
It's not your fault. No. Blame something else. Yeah. And I would add to that, right? Anthony, playing with him, he had a club in his bag, and I went, that does something different than my clubs. I got fit for new irons. This happens, too. Toward the end of the season, sometimes I got new clubs. I had a gap. Well, I turned hybrids into a 7-wood or a 21-degree, and then that allowed a gap between my pitching wedge and my gap wedge and threw in another one. So fitting can be dynamic. It can be through your set, and it can happen any time. And for me, it's bringing me into this late season and then into the fall with better options, to be honest with you, that I didn't know I had this gap. And sure enough, it's proven fruitful on certain shots, ability to hit other shots, and the confidence to do that. And that's what club fitting and fresh grips. I put them on in the fall because I want that feeling. There's nothing like a really good, no matter how many times I clean them, it just feels good. I play 20 to 30 time rounds a year, and then I do practice, so that's enough for me to freshen up the grips, to be honest with you.
We're here live at Glen Oak, glenoak.com for tee times. We're with Tim Fries and Anthony Shiro, along with Jeff Blank. I'm Brian Colziel, Evan DePasquale producing back in our Amherst studios. We're going to get to Kevin Sylvester here in just one moment with our discussion of the Tour Championship, but as we check our Tour Championship leaderboard here, brought to you by Callaway Chrome Soft and, of course, the first tee of Western New York, Tommy Fleetwood. We'll start with that with Kevin here in just one moment. He's tied for the lead with Russell Henley at 13 under par as they go into the weekend. Cam Young, who's trying to make a strong Ryder Cup case, he's solo third at minus 11. Robert McIntyre, Patrick Cantlay are both at minus 10. And, of course, world number one, Scottie Scheffler, right there. He is at minus 8. We go to our Champions Tour report next year, and it's brought to you by Donald Ross and our great clothing that we're wearing here today. Of course, we enjoy wearing it every week. Stuart Stink is your leader at the LA Challenge in Warwick Golf and Country Club. He has a two-shot lead over Stephen Elker, who's at minus 8. Ernie Els is at minus 7. So there's your look at the Champions Tour. And, of course, our LPGA report brought to you by Puma Golf Shoes. It's the CPKC Women's Open in Mississauga. And Brooke Henderson trying to bring it home for Team Canada this week. She's right in the mix. She's tied for fifth at minus 5 right now. She'll tee off at 225. So if you want to go watch the women's today, they're not too far in Mississauga as she right now goes into the weekend just 4 off the lead.
If you do go up there, watch Brooke Henderson swing. It's unbelievable the amount of torque she puts on. You know, it's incredible swing. I love watching her swing.
Yeah. Before we bring Kevin in, congratulations to our Tee to Green Fantasy League winners for August. James Scott, first place for August. Nice job, James. You get a VIP stay and play package courtesy of Batavia Downs Gaming, night in their hotel. You get casino floor money and a restaurant gift card. So congratulations, James Scott. And then second place, Keith Stein. You and a guest get 18 holes in a cart right here at Glen Oak. So congratulations to James and Keith. And our overall season winner now that it's wrapped up, because we don't do the Tour Championship because of the staggered payouts, DJ Chapman. He gets a $200 gift card to Golf Dojo. So thank you, Batavia Downs. Gentlemen, thank you, Glen Oak. Thank you, Golf Dojo, for supporting our Tee to Green Fantasy League, keeping it free. We had 117 people in the league this year. I'm not going to say where I finished, Jeff.
I don't even know where I finished.
You and Kevin last year were both top 10, five even.
We did well last year.
Kevin, you had a great year last year. A little farther down our Tee to Green team was. I was like 87th out of 117. Kevin, but we enjoy doing the picks every week and appreciate Glen Oak and Batavia Downs and Golf Dojo for their support of the Fantasy League.
It's the greatest deal in golf, isn't it? Western New York, just join our league for free and get a chance to win those great prizes. And yeah, last year I want to say I might have been fourth or fifth.
I think you were fifth last year. You really did a great job.
And then this year, I don't know. I was 60th, maybe. I was right in the middle. I think I was in the middle of the pack this year.
Yeah, I was. I know I was in the 80s. Blank, I think you were like maybe in the 30s or 40s.
I got to look.
Okay.
I don't know.
I had a week last week. Oberg did well for me last week.
That's right. Well, Kevin, let's start with Tommy Fleetwood here. His story, if you've been following professional golf, we know it's been kind of heartbreaking, but he's been playing great golf as of late. I'm sure Team Europe is excited what he's doing as he'll be a part of the Ryder Cup against the United States. But is this finally the weekend, Kevin, you think maybe he can pull through and get that long-awaited PGA Tour win? And it would be in the biggest spot maybe ever for him to do it with a huge check awaiting him if he could win on Sunday night.
Well, it was interesting. You know, coming into the week, Tommy said, actually, it'd be funny if I win this tournament. I get to win here and win the FedEx Cup, right? It'll be a little irony in it, maybe winning the ultimate prize in the PGA Tour in doing so. I think it'd be great for the game of golf, you know, globally. He's a good dude. You know, he even said after yesterday's round, he's like, look, it's not like I've just given it all away. Like, I've played pretty well when I've had the lead final round. It's just maybe not at the end. I haven't done exactly what I'm supposed to do, but it's, you know, it's not like you do what Bob McIntyre did. And he didn't say that about McIntyre. It's what I'm saying. It's not like he played like McIntyre played last week at the BMW when he had a 4-shot lead. So, you know, today's going to be a big day. He's going to be playing Russell Henley, who is playing lights out, putting lights out. At least he did in round one. And he got Cameron Young, who's charging hard. He got Cantlay charging. You got Young and Cantlay, a couple of guys trying to make the President's Cup, Ryder Cup team, excuse me, with Keegan Bradley, who Keegan did say, yeah, I'm looking at what happens this weekend on my pick. So there's a lot of things coming at Tommy Fleetwood this weekend. So we'll see if he can pull it off.
Yeah, it's funny you mentioned that, Russell Henley and putting lights out. He's first in strokes game putting through two rounds, and Fleetwood is second. I think if he maintains that, you know, he might be holding the trophy at the end of the
week. Yeah. You know, he's in such control of his wedge and club face. Matter of fact, we broke it down. I'm working with Susie Whaley this week on PGA Tour Live on feature holes. And, you know, we looked at his swing and just how in control he is of his club face and has been for weeks now. So you can marry that with a good putting performance, which he's doing here. It's great. Now, you know, I take those numbers with a grain of salt, Jeff, because there's only 30 players, right?
No, you're right.
Good point. Yeah.
You got to look at it. There's 30 players. Interestingly, by the way, Scottie Scheffler, it's the first round of golf this year, and he's got 19 straight rounds in the 60s. He birdied the last hole to make that happen yesterday. But yesterday was the first round this season where he was negative strokes gained in all four categories, all the four major categories.
Wow.
Of driving approach. Around the green and putting. He had a tough day. He shot 69.
Still right there. Still with a chance.
Yes.
Yeah.
Kev, it's interesting, the scoring. It seems like it's kind of record levels here. What do you think you attribute it to there down at East Lake? Is it conditions? Is it no breeze? Is it, you know, not as firm greens? What do you think? There's some scores here that are pretty impressive, and it's the best in the world, obviously. But what do you think there that makes these scoring averages? I was listening to PGA Tour radio yesterday. Pretty impressive.
Yeah, two reasons, in my opinion. You know, one, this is the course is settled in, if you will, from the restoration from Andrew Green, who did Oak Hill several years ago. You know, last year, those, you know, new greens are always so firm, and, you know, they're softer, and the rain. Listen, they've been playing ball in hand the first two rounds. And anytime ball's in hand, you know, players score better. I don't know what the total statistic is, but look, we had a Henley shooting 9-under in round one. Now, he made over 200 feet worth of putts. These greens are pure, and there's seemingly no imperfections in them whatsoever. And Scottie Scheffler, all right, this guy, you know, is the reigning FedEx Cup winner. He's played there plenty of times. His fourth straight year, he's been the leader going into it. He shot his best round ever at East Lake in round number one. Shot a 7-under 63. So I think ball in hand in the soft weather conditions certainly have played a large factor.
Yeah, and Kevin, now that we're in the final event of the FedEx Cup playoffs, what has been the buzz around the players regarding the change in the format? Now that it's winner take all, last event, no starting strokes, what's been the kind of the buzz around the players?
Well, I mean, if you're Akshay Bhatia, Chris Goddard, Jacob Bridgman, you love it, right?
Yeah.
If you're Scottie Scheffler, Rory McIlroy, like, you know, maybe you like some sort of point system. Matter of fact, yesterday on our show, I said, hey, I think I came up with, because they're going to look at this, right? CEO Brian Rolup announced it. Tiger Woods is going to chair this committee of nine. And Theo Epstein, a former Red Sox and Cubs GM, a part of this committee to look at things. And this is one of the things they're going to look at. And, you know, I think there has to be an advantage. If you come in there number one in the points race,
And if it's a points race, well, we got to put some value on the points race. And I think 10 under was too large of a gap from, you know, the number one player to the 30th player who's even. Like, you can't overcome that in 4 days. Too many players to overcome, and a 10-shot difference too much. And that's why they changed it. And they're trying this out. And I do think it adds a level of excitement. Hey, if you make it to the Tour Championship, you should have a chance to win it. I just think if you make it number one, make that number one player, he starts at 4 under. So it's a stroke a day that he gets, you know, on the bottom 10. But I'd go 4 under. The next 2 through 10 are 3 under. The next 11 through 20 are 1 under. And then 21 through 30, however the numbers break down, I'm terrible at math, but 21 through 30, they're even par. So essentially you're asking the player at even par to overcome a stroke a day, which they can do.
I like that idea, and it does then again add a little value to what you've done points-wise coming into the event, but it also gives that opportunity. Like you said, 1 stroke per day, you know, that seems reasonable. All right, Kevin, we appreciate you coming on. How can people watch you this week or this weekend?
Yeah, we'll be on Stream 4 on ESPN Plus, feature hole coverage. We have a later start today because there's only 30 players. You know, typically we'd be on right now at a regular tour event, but we're on at 12:30 today. So on Stream 4, and I'll be working with Susie Whaley, past PGA of America president, Susie Whaley, Freezer, I know you know well.
Susie's great. Yes, she's done a lot for golf here, not just women's golf at all, but just for golf as a whole. She's I'm sure great to work with, so well spoken, and a great game herself. Her and Dottie Pepper had it out in their day. Yeah,
awesome.
Yeah, we were going to hit balls last night after work, but a thunderstorm disrupted those plans.
I hope you get good weather this weekend to make it a smooth broadcast. Thanks again, Kevin. We'll talk again next week.
Okay, guys. Thank you.
All right. Awesome. Kevin Sylvester, of course, part of our Tee to Green team. And, of course, this weekend on PGA Tour Live. Is he working for PGA Tour Live, working for PGA Tour Radio? And, of course, he's got to always do his Tee to Green duties. So he's busy. All right. Tim and Anthony here. Before we wrap up, I'm going to give you a little trivia here on Scheffler's season. Okay. So he's made almost $47 million in official money earned, including bonuses and things like that along the way. And he's going to make more because he's obviously got one more tournament here. But as of this moment, he's made $46,962,883. So that's $2.61 million per tournament. Pretty impressive. How much has he made per golf shot? Got a guess? Per golf shot this season.
Over 100,000?
No, I would say less than that. Maybe
less than that.
So he's made 45,000.
Okay, just under 10,000 per golf shot. That includes a 1 foot tap and putt too.
Yeah, his scoring average is down. So I was trying to do the math.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
So he's made just about $47 million, $2.6 million per tournament, $652,000 per round, $36,000 per hole, and $9,500 per shot.
It's okay.
Pretty amazing. I still, you know, Blank, I know you're the stats guy. I still, my stat of the year that you bring is the bounce back stat. I love it. How good, it's a great lesson, Tim, for all of us too. When you have a bad hole, what do you do next? There's nothing you can do now about that. If you took a double bogey, there's nothing you can do now. But what you can do is try to play the best hole, have it be your best hole of the day kind of thing. And Scheffler's so good at bouncing back.
Trying to remember the percentage.
I think it's like 38% or something like that. Yeah. That when he makes bogey or worse, he comes back with birdie or better.
The rest of us are good at the give back stat. We have a good hole. And, yeah. Oh, boy. Here
that's,
we go.
Yeah, that's
yeah,
me.
We got to get better at the bounce back stat.
Oh, look, I birdied it. Double bogey.
I know. Hey, Tim, on our stream here, tell everybody these red, white, and blue sneakers here. It's good for Bills season.
That's fresh.
You have a nice Bills hat on today, but Jeff, you're gonna give everybody a little close-up shot
there
here for those that are on the stream.
Some Nikes here. We were just... Yeah, they've got Ryder Cup on them, the red, white, and blue. I can't even wear them. They are my size. I'm not going to do it. It's just kind of a neat thing to have. And as we have this build up, and people can buy kits online to have parties at home, and of course Rockefeller Center is going to have some. I think Colin Jost, and they're going to have this big build up. They're going to have all. They just announced the team uniforms on NBC on the Today Show, I think. So it's going to be quite a build up here. it's a lot of fun. And, of course, here we are, you know, go Bills. Our colors.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of neat.
I agree. Yeah, if you're listening on WGR, I'll tweet out a picture coming up here in a minute at Brian WGR of these cool Ryder Cup sneakers. Tim Anthony, thank you so much for your support. I know I mentioned earlier with the Fantasy League, but the shows and just everything you do for golf, all the events. Everybody's played here at Glen Oak at some point, I'm sure, over the course of their time here as a Western New York golfer. So thanks for what you do, both of you.
Thank you, guys. Yeah.
Thanks
for coming, and let's finish the season strong here.
Anthony, you're doing great stuff here. Thank you.
Appreciate it.
For all your help.
All right, Anthony Shiro, Tim Freeze from Glen Oak. Jeff Blank, thank you. Have a good weekend.
Yeah, you too.
Enjoy the Tour Championship. I know you'll be glued in.
I'm watching the ladies, too.
Yeah.
Enjoying that one up in Ontario.
Let's see if Brooke Henderson can chase down the lead. She's right there, tied for fifth.
Yeah.
All right, that'll put a wrap on here. Again, glenoak.com for tee times. Good luck to all the players in the club championship here today. Evan, thank you. Evan DePasquale back in our Amherst studios. For Tim Freeze, Anthony Shiro, Kevin Sylvester, thanks to Pat Phillips, and all of our guests here, Jeff Blank, I'm Brian Colziel. We'll talk to you next time. Tee to Green will be at Golf Dojo next week, 7 o'clock, right here on WGR.
You've been listening to Tee to Green, presented by the Western New York PGA, Woods to Wedges, Custom Turf, Michelob Ultra, Golf Dojo, and by our home clubs, Pendleton Creek Golf Club and Lancaster Country Club. Be sure to tune in next week at 7 a.m. for the best local golf talk. And follow the Tee to Green team on social media at T2G Buffalo.
Have you ever wanted to join a country club? Playing golf on a meticulously groomed course is an experience that you won't be able to compare. Plus, it's more than top-notch golf. It's also casual and fine dining, swimming, and socializing. It's been called Western New York's best-kept secret. It's Lockport Town and Country Club. And right now, you can come and enjoy one of the best 18-hole golf experiences, all while embracing one of the most unique layouts in all of Western New York. There are so many ways to enjoy being a member with their incredible indoor-outdoor patio and their addition of their new simulators. For more information or a tour, call Roland at 716-433-5969, extension 103. One round at Lockport Town and Country Club will make you a fan for life. Lockport Town and Country Club, 717 East Avenue in Lockport.
Peter Gourmet, Western New York's premier fast casual Mediterranean dining experience. Lunch or dinner, dine-in, takeout, delivery, and catering with 6 convenient locations. Signature Peter Wraps and Peter Pockets opens with a rice or salad vase. Something for every age, including our kids' box. The originator of the Greek fries. We pride ourselves in our unique menu offerings. All our items completely customizable and made with the highest quality products. Stop in and see for yourself. You'll be in and out in minutes.
The Miller Tennis Center in Williamsville is the premier year-round tennis club in the Buffalo area. Regardless of your age or skill level, the Miller Tennis Center has a program for you. Under local ownership, Todd and Debbie Miller have been passionate about providing an enjoyable tennis experience, all while partaking in the benefits of playing and practicing at an outstanding facility. The Miller Tennis Center's professional staff is the best in the area, winning many national and international awards for their service and certifications. For more information on their programs, junior tennis, or membership details, stop into the Miller Tennis Center at 5959 Sheridan Drive in Williamsville or visit their website, millertenniscenter.com.
Not all video is created equal. Sure, your phone can shoot video, but does it capture your brand story with the quality and impact it deserves? For 20 years, David Collins Productions has helped hundreds of Western New York companies stand out with high-caliber video content that drives results. From manufacturing to medical, retail to real estate, we know what works. It's time to take your video marketing up a notch. Let's make something powerful together. David Collins Productions. Video that means business. Visit us at davidcollinsproductions.com.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score.
Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.